Cameron Hashi, Shrugh. Welcome to another 2 hours of the best of Scottish music, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM, here on the south coast of New South Wales, broadcasting over 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South on this lovely damp day. Well, the sun's not out, and there's a wee bit of a drizzle and a bit of mist, but otherwise it's quite good for, I think it's the start of autumn. The autumn leaves. Give it away, McDougal, give it away. It might be too. Right, thank you very much to Carol for a lovely program, as usual. She does a great job here. Yep, don't know what to do without her. And that first track we played was that of the Mackenzie's Kelly. It was Pipe Major Malcolm M. Mackenzie, and he played Strip the Willow. The tunes were The Athol Highlanders, the Jigs of Slur, Paddy Led the Breeches of Breeks, followed by Corkill, the Curlew, and John Patterson's Mare. God, he gets some queer names, don't he? What the hell has a mare got to do with pipe music? Ask Papa Willie, he'll tell you. Right, let's get on with it, and we've got a whole heap of good music lined up for today. Let's listen to the Easy Club. This was sent out to me by Green Tracks Recordings Limited over there in Scotland. Yep. And the first one is the Easy Club Reel. Thank you. Well, well, about that. I'm sorry the start of that track there. I had a bit of dead air. My digit got caught. Yes, it was, I don't like space in between tracks like that. That was the Easy Club, Scottish Rhythm and Swing. The first one was the Easy Club, Real Janine's, I beg your pardon, the Easy Club Reel and Janine's Reel, followed by The Train Journey North. Yeah, that's quite a good one, eh? Right, and you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland. Before we go any further, we'll do them afterwards. Let's get in early and do our Irish stuff. Yeah, we have a little say, or a little couple of tracks for the Irish every week. Well, every other week, that is. So we'll start early this morning and play them a couple of tracks, and then I'll tell you all about the concert, the parade coming up on Sunday the 17th.
The pale moon was riding above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful veil of Bali. Lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not a beauty alone that won me. Oh, no, was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love her. Mary, Almighty, was listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays were shedding. When I won the heart of the Rose of Valley, so lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. Yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh, no, it was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love her. Sunlight's golden rays beam every
an American landed on Erin's green isle. He gazed at Killarney with rapturous smile. How can I buy it? He said to his guide. I'll tell you how, with a smile he replied. How can you buy all the stars in the sky? How can you buy two blue Irish eyes? How can you purchase a fond mother's sigh? How can you buy Killarney? Nature bestowed all her gifts with a smile. The emerald, the shamrock, the blarney. When you can buy all these wonderful things, then you can buy Killarney. Buy all these wonderful things, then you can buy Killarney.
Yes, indeed, then you can buy Killarney. Well, while we're on the subject of Ireland, we'll tell you all about this big do coming up on the 17th. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with music, song and dance at Ireland on Parade in the Bomaderry Bowling Club. Fundraising event for the South Nowra Rotary, caring for kids camps and Triple U FM Community Radio. Starts at 2 o'clock, finishes at 6. Tickets are $20 now. That is value. $20, mate. We can see what's coming up. And it's available now at the Bomaderry Bowling Club. Now, you got to get early because the tickets are going fast and furious. I've got a wee number here. You can try ringing. 44212733. That's 44212733. That's the number of the club. Give them a ring and see if there's any tickets left. But you cannot book. No, you've got to get up to the club and pay for your tickets beforehand, or else you get none, because I don't think there'll be any at the door. And the program reads something like, Bill Gleeson, international singer, musician and king of the Irish stage. Neil Sharp, the velvet voice of Ireland. Leanne King, singing Irish songs you love to hear. Nick Harvey, Irish music mayhem. The fiddle and the banjo and crazy Irish songs. They're all crazy. The Irish Dance Academy, yes, with the, they'll probably do a bit of line dancing, etc. The jigs. Rick Hopkins, Australia's favourite Irish country star. Rob Breeze, classic Irish favourites. And Joe McManaman with his Irish yarns and making of Irish cream on stage. Oh, I wonder who's going to taste it. Big Al will be sitting down the front. I betcha. Support the Rotary Young Carers Programme. It's for kids who look after the disabled parents or siblings. When they come home from school, they do the housework for mum. Mum might be in bed, or she's in a wheelchair, or she can't move. And these kids look after their parents. All over Australia this happens. So they have these camps that they give the kids a holiday every year. Great thing. Great thing. Great thing indeed. You know, tradition has it, tradition and legend, that St. Patrick was really a Scot. Yeah, he was. He was taken by a raid from, I forget what they were, Celts. No, they weren't Celts, but somebody else. They raided the coast of Scotland and grabbed slaves, etc. And St. Patrick was one of them. Yeah, you ask any Irishman, from a distance, that is. See what happens. Right, so that's all happening on Sunday the 17th. And don't forget to wear your wee bit of green that day. Support them. Yeah, why not? And I'm definitely not going to wear my kilt there because I've had threatening letters and bombs and all kinds of things, so I'm not going to go. No, they're not like that. Okay, let's get on with it, Mac. Let's see what we've got here. Oh, how about Bill McKeever? Huh?
My lofty white heaven, that's what the old gypsy traveler did say. My lofty white heaven, good fortune will follow you all of your way. A sprig of white heaven brings good luck, they say, as sung in the legend of old. Although tears of grief turn the purple to white, a love that will never grow cold. My lucky white heifer, that's what the young gypsy traveler did say. By my lucky white heifer, good fortune will follow you all of your way. Something is done, but fortune may always seem sharp, so they say. But if you believe in the legend of old, your worries will soon fade away. By my lucky white heifer, that's what the old gypsy traveler did say. By my lucky heaven, good fortune will follow you all of your way. My lucky white heaven, that's what the old gypsy traveler did say. My lucky white heaven, good fortune will follow.
And the love.
mine artless winning smile that has made this world uneven. Both me merry, all forgone. Thy voice may lose its meaning, and thine eye is rough and cruel. Oh, thy step may lack its meaning, and thy head may be ill. Fill to me.
From Barry to Bowley Point, Shoalhaven Community Radio, Triple UFM.
The next time you're in Barry, call into the Grapefruit Cafe for wonderful, freshly prepared gourmet food. Enjoy breakfast, lunches and snacks in the privately leafy courtyard with great tea, coffee and juices of your choice. All served by courteous and friendly staff. Yes, the Grapefruit Cafe, with its 100-year-old grapefruit tree, right next door to the Berry Post Office, open 7 days. And before leaving, check out the large range of unusual gifts through the archway in Neem Organics. You will be delighted by the experience.
From Maru Meadow to Mollymook, the People's Radio, Triple UFM.
Yes, nobody does it better. You're listening to The Host with the Most on the Coast Radio, Triple UFM, that is. And what was I going to say? Yes, it's still a lot of overcast this morning, and it's 20 degrees, 20.8 to be exact. 20.8 on the Richter scale. Yeah. Okay, well, that was Bill McKee. He's got a fantastic voice, hasn't he? But must have one of the deepest voices in Scotland. My voice is deep too, deep in the bottom of the loch. Yes, but it should be, I was told. I sing like a bird, a crow. Right, what have we got? Before we go any further, I've got to mention that the dancing is usual this afternoon. The Scottish Country Dancing at 2 o'clock in Ural Bay Community Hall. Now, if you want to get some light exercise, that's the place to go. You meet wonderful people and you get a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, no problem. And as I say, you meet very, very nice people. They'll teach you the dances, and you'll find it's great exercise. Not as hectic as aerobics or anything like that. It's really great. Fun. I was at the workshop last Saturday. I just called in for something to eat. I didn't go in and dance, I just called in, and they had quite a good turn-up. I think it was around about 50 people. I actually went to see an old mate of mine. He was playing the accordion, Hughie McKenna. I hadn't seen him for over 15 years, and here he was, and I accused him of dyeing his hair because he never had one grey hair in his head, and he's the same age as me, 45, yeah. Right. And, oh, yes, also on Wednesday nights at the St. Andrews Hall, 8 o'clock, they have Scottish Comedy Dance classes as well. There's a small fee there, but it doesn't matter. It's worth it because you have a great time. Tell them Jock sent you and see what happens. Let's listen to Andy Stewart.
Far away in the Highlands there stands a wee hoose, and it stands on the breast o' the brae, where we played as laddies sae lang, lang ago, though it seems it was just yesterday. I can still see old Granny, a smile on her face, just as sweet as the heather dew. As she kissed me goodbye, with a tear in her eye, said, laddie, may God bless you.
I'd rather run to here to burst with peas and beef machine. I'd rather die from want of breath than pine for want of love. And it's all because MacFarlane married Susie. Susie's canker fed her, her mind could never agree. And all the time I'd gang that gate, it set the dogs and me. So I set my friend MacFarlane down to see what he could be. MacFarlane over sprouts over Nebusie. A dinner like MacFarlane at saving up the state, his luck would cast a shadow over a sex gate. He's slippery as a goblin and slithery as a skate, MacFarlane all the sprouts over Nebusie. No, MacFarlane's Bacney work for me, but plenty for his cell. He praised the lassies, but our scones are came back in their keel. Till our father cried, oh, Sprotty, you should try the lash your jail. To McFarlane, oh, this brute over me, boozy. The McFarlane is the grimmest chiel for 20 miles around. Do they use his photograph to flag the rotten spirit gun? He kickled up his spunk at this and speared and she'd come down and be mistress of the sprouts over me, boozy. And then I like McFarlane, I'll tell ye it's a fact. He's a nose for splitting hail stains and a humpy back. His legs like a day perky, I'll get step his knees to knock. McFarlane, oh, the sprouts over me, boozy. Gerald, oh, the teeth never particularly sweet, but love's the only thing on earth that ever got me greet. It's like kidly chilblains ruin your heart instead of on your feet, and 'twas aggravated by the sixth of Susie. No friends and kind philosophers, your hearts fit me to fail. Never lip in to the middleman, but do the job yourself. Or I'll bet my hand, my circuit, you're a week ahead of the market. That's when I sent Jock McFarlane down to Susie. I dinna like McFarlane, I'm really off a joke. I dinna like McFarlane or McFarlane's folk. May his Susie be Nick Turtle, but cope the times are startle. Do an old Raheed or Jocko Barney Boy.